Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah, which we call in modern days Yahweh. Amen. So we see here today that He is good to us. He is our Heavenly Father, our Creator. Hallelujah. Now, if you didn't know that, you know, if you can't, don't know that, you can't say that. All right? But today, praise God. We thank and praise God for His goodness. Amen. The Creator, our sovereignty. The one that our maker, the one is our maker. So we letting you know today that God loves you, wants to see you saved. I mean, all these other gods are false. All the other deity, false and man-made and man thought of. But we see here today that you need to come and praise Him. You know, this is something that people don't pick up the origin, amen, of what they are worshiping. All right, so we need to know that. Amen. So we let you know that He cares for you, wants to see you saved. Not His will that any should perish, but all come into repentance. And once you come into repentance, you can be blessed, praise God. Amen. You could believe. Amen. You could be saved. You could be baptized. Amen. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, commonly known as. So we see here today that you have an opportunity. I'm Elder Braxton out of Tampa, Florida. Amen. At 4711 North 22nd Street here in Tampa, Florida. Amen. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible way. Amen. So we know that we know He is real. Praise God. We let you know. Well, friend, give an honor to our Most High Father, our Most High Creator, Yahweh, Yahuwah. Amen. Yahuwah is Paleo. Paleo Hebrew. So we see here today. And there's other dialects that they do call His name. Like some say Yahweh. Some say Yahuwah. Some say Yahuwah. Amen. But let you know that Yah is His name. Okay, let's go to Psalm 68. Amen. And look at what it says in Psalms 1. And this is what it says. Let God arise, let His enemy be scattered, and let them also that hate Him flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so divine day away. And so He drive you away. I'm sorry. Alright, look what it says. As whites melted before the fire. I want to say, as whites melted before fire. Amen. You know when fire comes, whites melt. Alright, you think about that. So this scripture is telling us, alright, that you know, those that are against God will melt like wax, praise God. So we see here today, Father, amen, He is good, amen. Like white as wax melted before your fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Amen. So we see here. And look what it says in the third verse. third verse says, but let the righteous be glad. I'm trying to be glad. I want to be glad because I'm trying to do right, praise God. Live right. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Look what it says. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rides upon the heaven by his name, Yah. Amen. Yah. All right, think about it. And rejoice before him. All right, so his name is Yah with the Y instead of a J, because J didn't come out until about, 500 years ago. All right, before that, his name was Yah, as in Yahweh, as in Yahuwah, the paleo. So you got ancient, you got paleo, and you got modern, praise God. So we see here today that his name is Yah. Amen. So we see here, you need to know that, praise God. Okay, as we turn to Acts 5 and 43, let's look at that. There's Acts 5 and 43. Here's where our Savior Yahusha, which is commonly known as Jesus, all right, as it says here, he says here, I am come in my Father's name. That was it. I have come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. But if another shall come in his own name, amen, him you receive. So in other words, a lot of people has received another Jesus, another Yeshua. Amen. So Yeshua, amen, which is coming in on here in America as Jesus, amen, he said, come in my Father's name. I used to wonder, I said, how come Jesus said that his name was Jesus? and then I had to research this thing out. Why did Jesus say that? But at the time, he's speaking Hebrew to these people. At the time, he was speaking, Aramaic. Amen. So we see here, amen, it wasn't like it was written here in the Bible, because his name, Jesus, didn't come, around until after, around the late 1500s. So we see here, through the Roman Catholic Church, they changed a lot of things, even in the Bible, where you say, they say, Lord, amen, it was Yahweh. I used to say, how did he get away with that? So I thought about that thing. I had to do some research. And if you research, you'll find that the name Jesus, he wasn't our Messiah, wasn't born to that name. That's the way they got it in the Bible. And did you know in the 1611 Bible, there was no J. They used I, J for the Y sound. So we see here today that you have to search. Amen. And I began to search the origin, all right, and see what the original was like. And I just thank and praise God that he gave me that opportunity before I died, amen, before I left the earth, amen. So I just thank and praise him. Hey, so as we see, he said, I'm coming in my name, in my Father's name. That's what it said. Which is Yahusha, some refer as Yahushua, amen. So we see that. Some say Yahweh, amen. So we see here today that we need to search out what we're in. Search out who you serve and know him for yourself, praise God. You have to know that opportunity. You got an opportunity to know him for yourself. Okay, now I want to use a topic today. I had to change. God changed it. All right. the topic I want to use is Wake Up, Judah, and Give God the Praise. Subtopic, Stand Up, Judah, and Give God the Praise. Amen.
All right.
We see here, through years and years of going through things here in America and in the Caribbean and the Caribbean and all these different things, places that God put us in, South America, Cuba, all down in the area, it is Judah that has spread it to the four winds. Judah mourneth at the gate. He is blackened to the ground. They are blackened to the ground. Yeah, so they are Negroes. And some people say, what? That's right. Judah was of the Negroid race. And then, which was meaning they was Israelites, praise God. So now in Guinea, if you search Guinea and search look in the area where they say Negro land, that's where we was taken from. All right? Our ancestor was taken from Negro land. And in that area, in Guinea, they had an area called the Slave Coast. The Slave Coast is where they took people from. At that gate of no return, put them on ships like sardines and shipped them here to the Americas. All right? Shipped them here all through the Americas. And millions and millions of people died, all right, as they were going through that trip, the transatlantic slave routes, all right? So we see here today that people died. You know, a lot of people, you tell people that, some people say, well, we ought to just forget all that and all that. I say, I'm not forgetting nothing like that. I say, you got to realize, all right, well, how many of our people died and suffered, all right? If they were sick a little bit, had a some type of disease that bothered them, had nobody to tend to them or to help them, they just throw them off the boat, fed them to the sharks. So we think about that. So we see here today, Judah need to stand up. Judah need to wake up and do right. We all need to repent of our sins, even repent for our fathers and mothers' sins that occurred. Amen. During the time that we was disobedient, all right? And I look at Judah. I mean, the people here, the black man here in America, the black people here in America, we need to stop killing each other. We need to stop hurting each other. We need to stop tricking each other. We need to stop swindling each other. Amen. We need to come together and together. And you know, be united and so forth. But that's because we didn't know who we are. A lot of you don't know who you are. You need to find out who you are, where you came from, because they're hidden that fact from you. Because the scripture talking about we the hidden ones. We are the hidden ones. So they hid us, and they took on our identity, a great identity theft that happened. A great identity theft. Now, some people say, are you talking prejudice? Now, no, I'm not talking that. I'm talking truth. What happened? The truth. Now, if you can't stand the truth, all right, you know, you just cut it off. The truth is, amen, that we need to learn to love each other, learn to care for each other, learn to be concerned about each other and help each other. But what happened? Judah was asleep. I mean, Israel was asleep for so many years. All right? Israel was asleep. But I'm not talking about those people that are traveling it down over there in Israel now. I'm talking about right now the people of America, the black people of America, the black people in the Caribbean, the black people in Haiti and in Cuba, the black people in the Caribbean, the black people all down through South America, the black people which is in Australia, all right, Judah, the people that was scattered, and God gonna gather us up one day, praise God. And see, a lot of times we thought years ago that when those armies were gonna come down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, that we thought it was talking about all, it's about all the righteous, but God is coming to plead for His people, plead for His people to get recompense, all right, for the things that He was done to Judah. So we see here today that we need to know who you are, know who you are, and after that, you need to pray to God to find out what should we be. In other words, we ought to be the ambassador of the world. We should be the ambassadors of the world, all right, to gather people and graft them in, amen, because God loves everybody. He cares about everybody and every soul, but, you know, we need to know who we are. Everybody know who they are but us. Isn't that something? Amen. Everybody know who their parents. You know, you go, I talked to some people like John Hopkins, the college up there. They need to know where they came from. A lot of people didn't know that John Hopkins was a slave trader. All right, he was a slave trader, and he had this ship. All right, called Jesus of Quebec, a slave ship. All right, so we see here that we've been fed a lot of stuff, mentally. Amen. We've been lied to. All right, so think about it. It's time for Judah to come up. God is calling you, Judah, to come up. All right, God is calling you to prepare yourself. All right, God is calling you, black man of America, amen, all through the Caribbean, all through the Bahama areas, all down there where you were sold into slavery, all right, from years back. God is calling you. God is preparing you. All right, so we need to look at this thing. All right, so as you see here, Jesus said, I have come in my Father's name. So you got to you try to find out, what is the Father's name? What is His name? Amen. All right. Yahuwah. In modern days, it's called Yahweh. But we see here, we need to let people know, amen, that people need to know about this thing. Our people. Just think about it. Amen. That's why they didn't want you to read to find out who you are. That's why they didn't want you to do no research and try to keep you dumb. All right? Because why? They know that that's why they took out the Apocrypha out of the Bible. Some people say, well, you shouldn't read the Apocrypha because of the fact that it's uninspired. You know, where that came from? That came from the slave masters. That came from the Roman Catholic Church. First, in the 1611, you had the Apocrypha, the Bible. All right? And the name Jesus didn't come out into the Bible until around about the 5th edition of the King James Version. All right? Around about 1625. So we see here today that you need to know who you are. You need to study, know who you are. Be not deceived. See, the devil, Satan, in Hebrew, is called Hashatan. So we see here, he is trying to, his job is to deceive the whole world. And the whole world is getting to be deceived. He uses deception. Deception to get you mind thinking in other directions. Amen. Deception to believe you, for you to believe a lie instead of the truth. Deception. Satan, amen, he is trying to kill you. He is trying to do you in, brother and sister. All right. So we see here today. All right. Well, who are the people then? A preacher asked me the other day because he didn't know. He said, well, who are those people in Israel now? I said, if you do your research, there was a king in Russia, southern Russia, in a kingdom called Khazaria. All right? These people, all right, on the other, one side, the Muslims was coming in, and the other side, the Christian was coming in on him and closing in on him. So what he did, he didn't want to go Muslim, he didn't want to go Christian. So he converted his whole king into what? Judaism. All right? So what happened? These people spread it all over Europe. They're called in Germany Ashkenazis. All right? And you think about it, all right, these people, all right, was all over Europe, went to Poland and all over, scattered. And they did, the Russians, oh, that they did away with Khazaria, all right. Now you don't hear much about Khazaria, all right. You got to search for Khazaria, all right. You got to search where it was and so forth. So we see these people, all right, and years back, they had this thing called, they had this document. They had what they call the Balfour, Declaration. So these people, they had to put these people in a homeland. They had chosen about 10 lands for them to put them in. But guess what? The League of Nations decided to put them in Palestine. All right, then they put them in Israel. They put them in Israel. So those people are the converts. They're not the real people, friend. They're not the real people. So it's time for us to look at this thing and search deeply. And who you are, friend. You got to know. So those people are now in Israel, and they call it their land. All right, but they were not the original people. So we see here today is that that's a piece of knowledge that a lot of people need to know. I need to understand. Jesus said, I'm coming in my Father's name. That's what he tells. All right? And you receive me not. But if another come in his own name, him you will receive. Now, look what they got. They got this man, Caesarea Borgia, was a wicked man, a wicked family. Okay, what they did, they painted Leonardo da Vinci, painted him as Jesus, and the whole world went for it. It's so as much when you close your eyes, when you say Jesus, that's the man you see. So it's been ingrained into us to believe, that this man, homosexual, bisexual, whatever you may call it, all right, is Jesus. But he's not Jesus. All right? So we see here that you need to search, Scripture says. How come in Europe they got Jesus and his mother as black people, as black? All right? All through Europe, Russia, Icon, they got them all, they're painted as black, all right? You think about that, So we see here today, we need to know who we are in order to go further, all right? Once you know who you are, you can go further, all right? And look, even in the schools like John Hopkins and all these big schools, all right, you go around, they don't have a real good black history classes. A lot of them don't even teach black history, all right, until lately. Some of them, and then when they teach it, they only go for the Civil War or something, back to the Civil War, talking about emancipation and all that, all right? You think about that. So, they need to know who you are. Wake up. Wake up, because you've been sleeping too long. Wake up, you've been sleeping too long. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God today. Amen. Call in next week. We're going to pay this next week. Amen. It's 563-999-3034. All right. So I'm letting you know that you need to come. Amen. If you're in town, it's Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. On the corner of Osborne and 22nd, 4711 North 22nd Street. The bishop and pastor is Bishop Adrian Melinden Shaw. Amen. You are welcome to come. And we love you. We care for everybody. Amen. We care for everybody. And we believe in truth. Amen. Truth. Amen. Telling you the truth. And that's what it is all about. Telling the truth. Amen. Sometimes truth hurt people because they've been living a lie. All right? So that's where it is. Sometimes people can't stand the truth. I was telling a person one day, you can't even stand the truth. All right? You know, because that's like giving you some quinine to drink to get stuff out of you. Quinine is bitter. I remember my grandmother used to give me some VS tonic. That's 666. That 666 tonic. All right? And man, that's quinine. She give that to me, and after that, later on, she give me some pills to take. They had some brown pills. It was bitter, I don't know what. It worked it out of me. So you think about it. Jesus. And then, you know, once you find the truth out, sometimes it would upset you because you say, wow, I thought I knew this. I thought I knew that. I thought I thought it was this way. And then you go, sometimes if you don't know no better, you start defending, amen, saying, what's wrong with that preacher? I'm like, what's wrong with it? I remember a time when preachers used to preach, and even if the preacher don't even know me, and he's telling the truth, and I'm living a bad way. Years ago, I would be upset with him because of the fact he was stepping on my toes because he was telling everything truth about me in the pulpit. Didn't even know. So you think about that. So we see here today that the real prophet, amen, is talking to you today. Amen. The real preacher. Amen. So, you know, preaching, amen, you got insight, hindsight, and foresight. All right? That's insight, foresight, and hindsight. Prophecy, all right. So when God tells the prophet to preach, he means to prophesy. When he say prophesy, he tells him to go speak it to this person, speak it to that king, speak to the people. All right. So we see here today, amen, that you need to come and let God bless your soul. We love you. 3711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610. Amen. Amen. Let you know, amen, that God loves you. He loves you. Down corner, Osborne 27, back off from the Family Healthcare Center and Middleton High School. 4711 North 22nd Street. 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida. 33610. Amen. So we love you. We care about your soul. Come on. Amen. And let God bless your soul as we go on. Amen. We thank and praise God for his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The phone is 813-238-6310. 813-238-6310. Jesus saved through faith. This is Elder Braxton. We'll be signing out. Amen. We love you. We care about your soul. Amen. Search and search and study it. So that's something true. We thank and praise God today. And God loves you. He wants to see you saved. His will that you perish. Amen. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Give an honor to our Apostle C.A. Coward. Amen. And our presider, amen, R.J. McLeod. We thank and praise God for those brothers and all the other brothers and elders in Church of God, the Bible way. Amen. We thank and praise God. Amen. We are out. One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Yahushua. Hallelujah. Thank you.